Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. So give us an example of what this would look like in a homeschool day.
Sure.
I shouldn't say a day, because this is going to be more than a day, but in your homeschool for your family, because I know your family is really good at memorization.
Thank you.
So talk about what this looks like in your family. How do you go about doing this with your kids?
Yeah. And again, this is not just, of course, God's word. I mean, this can be anything. Okay. Yeah, memorization for anything.
Sure.
But in general, we will spend time on that memorization, but then we will revisit. We have tools that let us do that. So specifically with Bible Quest, what's going to happen is I'm going to bring my Bible Quest book out and I'm going to say, okay, let's go over it again. Now I bring it out partly because they're better at memorizing than I am. So sometimes I refer. I'm just saying, I know what I'm doing. I mean, but it's a tool. It's helping me. All I have to be is the tutor. Right. But as we go over it, I'm going to add some things. When we're first going over it, I'm going to add some things that allow for easier memorization. And that's where some of these tools come in. So I will a lot of times do actions. Okay. And so when we're talking about, you know, Galatians are people from Galatia. That's one of the things you just need to know that you know, the Galatians, that they were a people group. It's a region. But anyway, so you have the Galatians. So we use a G, you know, so we say Galatians are people from Galatia. You know, Paul told the Galatians that we are not saved, you know, not saved by what we do, you know? And so we have these very specific kinds of things that we set up, you know, actions, this kinesthetic sort of reinforcement helps not only to memorize faster. It's true. You can do that, but it also helps you to memorize for a longer period. And we always do the actions again and again and again.
Sure.
So later on when we, you know, recite it, we don't have to do the actions, but we probably will be twitching a little bit when we recite because you kind of want to do the, you know, that kind of a thing. But we'll take time to actually build those tools. Okay. If there's going to be song, if there's going to be, you know, if we can put something in a rhyme or if we can put something in sort of like alphabetical order or maybe like an acrostic, you know, that kind of thing. If we can do that with the information we're trying to memorize, you know, we'll do that. Bible Quest does that with song, with the verses. I mean, I love song because it is so accessible quickly, you know?
Kids memorize songs.
Oh, for sure.
My girls know songs that we never listen to at home, but they hear them in like stores and restaurants.
Like twice?
Yeah.
And they know it.
How do you know this song? We would never listen to this in our home.
Right.
And they're like, I don't know. I mean, in the restaurants we go, I'm like, we need to go to new restaurants.
I know. We have this conversation too. We're like, how do you know that song?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's that capacity to hear it just a couple of times. And because it's in song form, it just gets stuck in their head.
And frankly, Yvette, it's our fault. We trained our kids to memorize well.
Right.
I mean, if you've done memory, your kids get better at memory. You know, whatever their capacity is right now, as you train them to memorize, as you train yourself to memorize, you gain acumen in memorization. It's just true.
Yeah. Okay, so using these tools like song or motions, things like that, and then you go through it every day for several days until they memorize it. Mm-hmm. And then do you repeat it like maybe once a week or once a month, or do you just continue to kind of stretch it out?
Yeah. So typically what happens is a lot of times we're going to come back to it again when we revisit it. Bible Quest is built to actually come back, you know, every couple of years. And so we'll hit that again. And when we've done that in the past, I did it actually like full bore, in our church back in Kansas.
Yeah.
And so my kids would hit the same content over and over again. And you know, the master just came right back every single time. And so we were practicing duration at that point, right? Even though it's a year later, you know, and some of that content we didn't actually go over again. Until that next year. Some we did. You know, the songs specifically, because I'm so big on songs.
Yeah.
And we could have a whole podcast just on songs.
Oh yeah. Won't sing.
But building them and they're like what goes into that and everything. There's a lot to that.
Sure.
I love what that is. And I work with the 4 and 5 year olds at our church. They let me do this.
Yeah.
They actually let me do my song stuff at the church.
It's so fun.
And we do like voices and we do all this stuff. And so what we'll do there is we'll introduce the song, you know, we'll do the actions. We'll do, you know, any voices we're going to do. If we're going to do, you know, Larry Cucumber voice, or we're going to do pirate voice, you know, whatever we're going to do. We'll do that to make it kind of, you know, fun or whatever.
Right.
But then we hit it again. But I have these verses on cards. Right. And so what I'll do is I have the ones we've already memorized.
Yeah.
And I'll have the kids pull one. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I put it aside so that we don't do it again. Right. And then we do it. And then they pull another one and so on and so forth. And so I go through my whole deck and then I bring the whole deck back out again. Right. Mm-hmm. And I may only do like 3 in a week.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But eventually I'm going to hit them again. And so I built that system to allow me to do duration.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, I know I just answered your question with like church and home,
yeah.
but that's
yeah.
kind of the tools that sure. we'll use is we'll introduce strongly. Mm-hmm. And then you try to leverage, you know, with whatever system you're going to be using to make sure that duration happens. And then intensity, I hope they enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, if I've done my job on building the content,
yeah.
then that helps with that intellectual intensity.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.